Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another episode. Today we're gonna talk about the swearing ceremony, Trump inauguration, security concern over his swearing ceremony. Okay, if you just type today, like today we're the 15th of January, we're about 5 days before the ceremony. But if you just type on Google security concerns over Trump swearing ceremonies or ahead of Trump swearing ceremony, you will see tons of articles, lots of media are reporting everybody is on high alert. The FBI, the Homeland Security, police, local police, everybody is on high alert because there are some really security concerns over this swearing ceremony. And we're gonna go over that to see whether or not and what should be done. On my humble opinion, what should be done to ensure that this event goes well, as we all want it to be. Okay, so you know, like the last month, I mean in December and in late November, I remember there was some attacks, some terror attacks in the United States. There were some attempts that we don't even know about, but the one that made national news, and I decided not to talk about them, because I don't want to encourage so those bastards or barbarians. It was the one in New Orleans, of course, and so as I said before, we're not gonna talk about it because everything is under control. We know who this guy is. We know why he did it. We know who sent him, and so we're not gonna give him more credit, more publicity or more exposure as they want it to be. Because we're not afraid of those people. They chose to go, to express themselves with the terror, something that will never work. It's never gonna work. In 2025, we sit down around the table and then we discuss about our differences. We don't go and bomb other people just for the pleasure to bomb people. Okay, so we're not gonna talk about this loser who did what he did in New Orleans, but remember, somebody could be some other lunatics could be inspired by this guy and then try to replicate, copycat the same thing on Trump swearing ceremony. But as I said before, everybody is on high alert as the day approach. So it's an historic moment because President Trump, as you know, was elected a second time, and in the condition that he was elected and then was unusual. It is the first time in the U.S. history a convict has been elected as a president. Okay, and till today, 5 days ahead, his political enemies are trying to find a way to condemn him before the swearing ceremony. So this is crazy. They're still trying to make him miss his second mandate, but I think it's something that's not gonna happen. Even in the Democratic Party, people are against this, I know that you saw what happened at Jimmy Carter's funeral. You saw how Kamala Harris was still angry over President Trump, and because Obama was talking to President Trump, she didn't even say hello, say hi. It was very it was a awkward moment. This gesture that she did, the way that she handled the situation, tells everything. You saw Obama, and probably what happened, because you know right now there's TV everywhere. Probably she was watching live. She was watching the ceremony live in probably on her phone or on a tablet, and then she saw probably President Trump and Obama laughing, talking for a long time, and she didn't like it, you know. And then when she entered the room, there was President Clinton and his wife, President Bush and his wife, President Obama and President Trump. But she was just in the line before, just in the row before them. She didn't even say hi. So she ignored them completely. So it was very rude, and it was very unethical for a vice president. So the law enforcement agencies and the Federal Bureau are looking to find out any possibilities, anything that could temper the ceremony. And one of the things that could temper the ceremony will be counter protests. You know, people will not want, was still angry about Trump beating Harris at the race. There have been some online threats. You know, social media monitoring should be done, I think, before the ceremony. We should keep people with that are protesting against President Trump. We should keep those people out, because the reason is very simple. You know, because there gonna be a few people that are protesting against President Trump, and this could spark, confrontations between groups, small groups, and then you don't want things to go off, you know. And because some people are just waiting any occasion that they're just waiting for any sign of chaos to create more chaos. Okay. And you know, they should, let's say, expand, I think, the security perimeter a bit more, and ask President Trump as much as possible to stay in a bulletproof vehicle. So don't do just like Obama did the first time, to walk and then to walk and then to show off. It's not the time to beat your chest, you know, like a gorilla, and expose everybody, expose yourself. I remember President Obama, when President Obama was marching or going to his swearing ceremony, there was also a lot of threats, and President Obama decided to walk. I think that was very stupid of him. But this time around, it's even more important. President Trump shouldn't be walking to the ceremony, I think, in my humble opinion, because remember, President Trump was shot during his campaign. And there was a second attempt to shot him at his golf club, and there were so many there was other or many there were other threats that we don't even know about. Okay, so it's not something that we should take lightly. There are really some security issues concerning the swearing ceremony, and especially with the last press conference of President Trump, there probably are more and more people gathering against him. I'm talking about China, I'm talking about Panama, I'm talking about people concerns about Denmark over Greenland. Regarding the Canal of Panama, you know, the Canal of Panama was built by the United States of America, and was given in a good gesture by Jimmy Carter to the people, not the government of Panama. It was given to the people of Panama because Jimmy Carter is a nice guy, you know, he's a man of God, he's a man of faith. So he thought it was a good thing to give back the canal to the people of Panama, so the people of Panama could get a better life, could have a better life, better home insurance, better housing, better education and stuff like that. But this is not the case. This is not what's happening with the canal. The canal is has been taken over by the government, and of course in third world countries the government does anything that he wants to. So the money doesn't go to education, to housing, to social securities for the people. Nope, the money goes somewhere else, and now there's some major concern over cartels taking over the canal also, because you know at the border of Colombia and Panama, the border is practically controlled by gangs and cartels, and of course with the amount of ships that go through the canal every day, of course it's hard to contain drug trafficking, human trafficking along the canal with those cartels. They have influence everywhere. They control the police, they control the judges, they control everybody in those countries. So of course there are some major security concerns over the canal, and not to mention that countries like China, Russia, and other countries, they are taking over also. Recently there have been some major infrastructures from China along the canal, and US boats who are going through the canal are paying the same price, high price, very high price, paying the same price as everybody else. So the least that could be that could have been done is, of course, they should have said that U.S. Boats, because if the U.S. have built the canal, the minimum should have been that the U.S. boats could get like a preferable tariff or a better price to go through, or I'm not saying it should be free, but let's say it should be like 30% off, 50% off, 70% off. No one would have complained, because they have built it over the years. They have lost thousands of lives over the canal. So the President Trump said he's gonna take the canal back, and I'm pretty sure that a lot of people are not happy about it. So all those people, they could join together to probably try or attempt to get rid of President Trump on the day of his swearing ceremony. So everybody should be on high alert. And regarding Vice President Vance, I think it should be secured while President Trump is doing his things on that day. Okay, so I don't think Vice President Vance should be on the road with President Trump. It should be ahead, placed ahead inside the Capitol or the or where the event is gonna be held. It's gonna be held, and President Trump. So at least we secure Vance, and President Trump is in a bulletproof vehicle to get to the ceremony. So I think those you might think it's nothing, but I'm telling you, this is very serious. There are some major security concerns. The Middle East, they will do anything to prevent President Trump from to get on to Washington on the on January 21st, because they know what's coming for them. China knows what's coming. Everybody know the even Canada, you know. I'm not saying that Canada will do something to harm President Trump, but everybody is on high alert. So you never know, who your enemy are right now. Okay, so even Canada is not happy about President Trump. So imagine the rest of the world. So this is it, folks. I hope those are only just concern, and nothing will happen. I really hope nothing will happen to the president and to anybody on that day. See you again.